I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Seth, are you into the random spectacle of completely despicable human beings beating the snot out of each other?
I am, as long as it's within reason. I have a hard time sometimes on the YouTube videos when all of a sudden it gets into like somebody getting beat down on the subway. I saw a guy on the subway spit in some guy's face as the doors were closing because he thought like, oh, the doors are closing. But the guy whose face got spit in,
he stick his hand
stuck
in?
Stuck his hand in and then, like, pried the doors open. Ooh. And then this guy got a beat down, and it was scary.
Dude deserves it. If you spit in somebody's face,
well,
you reap what you sow.
You know, that's
especially
what
you do it in a cowardly way.
The problem with every single video you ever see online is like, okay, what preceded that? You know, did he slap the guy's wife or something? You know, like, you just have no clue. But yet, you fall into that trap.
That's true.
So, what am I about to watch? Am I about to watch somebody get...
Well, no, I'm not going to show you anything. It's radio, so I don't know. That we would be shunning the audience if I started showing you videos.
No, we'll do that. We'll commentate fights for our listener and describe... We'll do play-by-play.
It's actually not a fight that's taken place yet. You remember Bagel Boss guy?
Yeah, the little guy who...
Chris Morgan, I believe,
is his name. He took offense at how women were treating him in a bagel shop, so he freaked out, was flipping out at anybody, and then we realized afterwards, like, oh, wow, this is his shtick. He's been doing this for a while, getting in altercations with people about the fact that he's, 4'10", 4'11"?
If that.
He's a very small man, and he's got a very big chip on his shoulder about it.
Big time. Yeah. In fact, let's repurpose. Let's go back in time and relive the magic of Chris Morgan walking into a bagel shop and getting uppity with pretty much everybody in there.
The great, why is it okay for women to say, oh, you're 5 feet on dating sites? You should be dead. That's okay?
Who said that to you here? Nobody.
Women in general have said it on dating sites. You think I'm making that up? Yeah. Everywhere I go, I get the same smirk with the biting lip. Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my thoughts. Dude, you want to step outside? Hey. You want to step outside? Huh? I'm not standing.
Enough.
You shut up, too. I ain't attacking you, Jake.
Oh, my God. Hi, Eagles. I recorded the whole thing.
Okay,
that's where somebody at the very end, somebody just had enough and tackled him.
Took him down.
Like a pylon, right. Like a sports pylon, like almost the exact same dimensions.
Like one of those dummies out of Texans practice.
Yeah, I'm talking about like a pylon on a football field, just the little ones.
Tiny little touchdown pylon.
You know, like when a toddler tackles one of those pylons,
yes,
that's what it looked like.
That's exactly same what it dimensions. Looked like. So this guy, this Chris Morgan guy who you heard in that video, Seth said, it turns out he has a YouTube channel where he gets high-handed with a... Not that high because he's only 5 feet tall, but gets high-handed with a lot of people.
I think his YouTube might have been suspended, or one of his social medias were suspended because he says some pretty nasty stuff about women. He's got a problem with women.
He does. Yeah. He's very misogynistic. Apparently, there is this dude named Damon Feldman who has a celebrity boxing promotion.
Good for him.
And Chris Morgan signed a deal with Damon Feldman's celebrity boxing promotion with an open contract for a fight. Basically, he signed a deal. Said, I got an open contract. Anybody can sign it to come fight me.
Okay.
If you could pick the most despicable sports-related human being in the world to fight Chris Morgan, I think they may have found him. I think that they got it right. I think they're probably, I was going to say they're lucky this guy was available. I don't know that he has a whole lot else going on. My guess is he needs the money.
Is it OJ?
It's not OJ.
Oh,
that
okay.
would be a good one. Now, you know what?
Boy,
I take it back. OJ's the most despicable. The most despicable non-murderer.
That would have been.
Allegedly.
Well,
allegedly.
He was convicted in a civil trial.
Yeah.
He's a civil murderer.
Yeah.
He's a civil murderer.
So hey, Twitter world, yours truly.
OJ Simpson, convicted civil murderer.
Yeah. He Southern belled everybody on those two murders.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. Lenny Dykstra.
Oh.
Who wound up signing the open contract. And here's Lenny Dykstra. TMZ caught up with him. These two are going to fight at the end of September. Here is former Philadelphia Phillies all-star outfielder and despicable human being. I don't know if he's reformed yet, but he's an ex-con, right? He's spent time in the pokey. Here is Lenny Dykstra giving Chris Morgan, the bagel boss, the what for in the trash talk leading up to their fight in September.
What's going to happen is on the 28th of September, you're going to see a ass kicking.
Chris Brooks, the bagel guy.
Well, the bagel guy, but everyone hates him. So you know why? Because all he does is whine and cry. But it's not our fault he's got a 1-inch. Okay? The bottom line is, listen, he's going to learn about loss. It's going to be this and that. But the bagel guy, I'm going to make him, I'm going to humiliate him, okay? Because he needs to be humiliated. The way he walked in there all arrogant. Like, the guy's got his health. He's above ground. It's not our fault he can't get right?
So that's why you took the fight.
I'm just going to drop him more. I took the fight more to prepare for my boy Mickey Rourke.
Okay.
Wait, what did he say? Mickey Rourke?
Mickey Rourke, yeah.
At the end, what did he say about Mickey Rourke?
Apparently, Lenny Dykstra has beef with Mickey Rourke. Do you want to hear more about Mickey Rourke?
Oh, I don't know. This is getting depressing now. Because Mickey Rourke, I feel genuinely bad for. Like, Mickey Rourke is just like, he's lived a hard life. I don't think, has he ever heard anybody?
So is Lenny Dykstra.
Yeah, but Lenny Dykstra has, like, defrauded people out of millions of dollars, right? Where I feel like Mickey Rourke is just kind of an eccentric dude that's had too much plastic surgery.
Yeah. Well, apparently, Lenny Dykstra is already looking past the bagel boss to Mickey.
That's dangerous.
We'll analyze the fight here in just a minute. We'll see how this factors into the fight. But here is Lenny Dykstra. Oh, you think he's got beef with Mickey Rourke? He sure does.
Hey, Mickey, you looking at me? Mickey, you looking at me? Look at me, mother. You want some MMA tap out? See? Remember, Mickey, I know you. I know you, Mickey. You're a right here. Mickey. Mickey, you're a f***ing pussy. MMA, you're broke too. By the way, you're broke. You owe me $30,000. Let's go. Let's get it on Madison Square Garden MMA.
Madison Square Garden.
Specter Vision.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Mickey.
No.
No.
He's just, why was he saying you're looking away? Who is he talking to?
Maybe the TMZ camera. I have no idea.
Lenny Dykstra actually thought the camera when it was Mickey Rourke trying to pick up a few extra bucks.
Hey, Mickey. Well, he showed incredible restraint not to whoop that guy's ass then if he thought he was Mickey Rourke.
I thought he couldn't tell where he was looking because of all the Botox.
Seth, here's the thing. There are odds out on the Bagel Boss versus Lenny Dykstra.
Well, Bagel Boss is going to get his ass kicked.
You can wager.
It's in a bad way.
Okay, the odds are this.
Okay.
Lenny Dykstra is -500 to win that fight right now.
Okay.
That means you got to risk 500 to win a mere $100.
So that's like 1-5 odds.
One to five odds.
Okay.
The Bagel Boss is 3-1 to win. You bet 100, you win 300. I think Lenny's looking past the bagel guy right now. He's got his eyes on Mickey Rourke. He can't do that.
Well, the bagel guy has like Fury on his side. And Fury goes a long way.
Yeah.
But he doesn't have conditioning on his side. If Bagel Boss were like a fit 5-foot tall dude, I'd say watch the hell out.
Okay.
Because if you know what you're doing, like if he actually knew how to fight and he was fit and he was 5 foot, then I'd say, all right, Lenny's. If Lenny lets this thing last longer than 30 seconds, conditioning is going to take over and you're screwed. But as of now, I think the fact that Lenny Dykstra, however addled his brain and body might be with years of whatever the hell he's been doing, he is a former like great professional baseball player, and he's a bigger dude. I think he's going to kick his ass.
Okay, here are my 3 points as to why I think there's value in Bagel Guy at 3-1. One, Lenny Dykstra is looking past him. That's been established.
Yeah.
He's looking ahead to Mickey Rourke. They need to name this boxing federation because these are some really sad individuals. Mickey Rourke.
Is Mickey Rourke agreed to the fight?
I have no idea. Okay. I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure. We'll have to get him on the show and find out. He's looking past him. Two, we know Bagel Guy is big into carbs because he spends time in bagel shops.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So he is going to carbo load before this fight. Three, there's a chance Lenny Dykstra shows up at this thing under some sort of influence. I don't know that every video I've ever seen a Bagel Guy, he's very alert.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Angry.
If anything, he's like, what's their drug of choice?
Yeah.
If anything, Bagel Guy's hopped up on snorted Ritalin or something, whereas Lenny Dykstra, who knows what the hell he's showing up
snorted
on.
Snorted Ritalin and everything bagels.
Yeah, that's bagels and Ritalin.
Yeah, lox. So I'm not saying Dykstra is going to lose. I'm just saying he's not great value at -500.
Okay.
If I had to bet on one, I'd bet on Bagel Guy.
When's this fight happen?
September 28th.
Do I stream this? Stream this on DAZN or whatever that thing is.
DAZN. I'm not sure. I'll We'll need to find out. I'm going to find out.
Is that what it is? It's DAZN? But isn't it just spelled D-A-Z-N?
Yeah. All right. 2019. The kids these days are pronouncing it DAZN, I guess.
That's the new streaming service that right. all these fights are on.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if these fights are
yeah,
on.
Yeah, no, but, I doubt this one will be yeah, on. Like, but, DAZN is actually right, kind of right. serious.
So anyway, so I'm taking, in an upset, I'm taking Bagel Guy over.
Like, really? No, I think Dykstra is still going to kick his ass yeah. pretty fast. I feel bad for Bagel Guy because he's had to deal with crap his whole life from being as small as he is. I have great respect for like shorter dudes that manage to have like confidence but without having like a like I think I would have a chip on my shoulder.
Yes.
I would totally be like Napoleon complex dude and I would be probably aggressive and act out. So I'm always really impressed by guys that are just have like a quiet confidence about them when you're 5 foot tall. And know this, 5 foot tall guys, you can do way more pull-ups than anybody out there. One of the manliest things that there is to do is a pull-up. And usually short guys can, if you train it, can whip them out like nothing.
I think the ladies know probably that short guys might try a little bit harder, too. You got to overcome some of your physical limitations to impress.
Yeah. You know? This guy, we need to do like a, you know what he needs to do is Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. For the little bagel guy? Boss guys. No, but you know the problem is that whole episode the whole time we'd be like, hey, I ain't no queer. You know that, right? Okay. All right, we got that settled, all right? Okay.
Did
cool.
you just say
all
I
right.
was?
I tried.
Did you just say I was? Bumping his chest up into the middle of some dude's crotch.
Do I want a latte? What the hell are you saying, buddy? What the hell are you saying?
All right. So Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. So we got that out of the way. Did you see this tweet? Who is Jennifer Titus?
I don't know.
She's...
Oh, this is the air conditioning thing?
Yes! She got everybody all up in arms yesterday.
She's relaying some energy agency's recommendations for what you should keep your air conditioning on.
She's an investigative reporter for Channel 10 News, the CBS affiliate in the Tampa Bay, St. Pete area.
Yeah.
She is so far off on this. Okay, here we go. How cool do you keep your house? New report out shows these are the recommended temps for energy efficiency. Now, I guess to be fair, these aren't necessarily her thoughts, but unless you put the caveat in there in your Twitter timeline, I'm assuming she endorses these.
She's just reporting it, but she doesn't say where the report is or anything.
78 degrees Fahrenheit when you're home.
Okay, so you get home from work and you click it on 78 degrees.
Which for most of us means turning it up about 10 degrees here in Houston. But apparently for everybody who responded to this report, or at least the majority of people, these would be people turning it down from the 85 degrees that you leave it at when you're away from the house during the day. The one that gets me is 82 degrees while you're sleeping.
Yeah, I don't get that at all. I don't see how that's possible. 82 degrees is miserable.
What do you set it at when you sleep?
I set it at 72. I experimented last night because I saw this, so I set it at 75, and we were fine with that.
Oh, 72 is but even I used hot to, for us.
Well, the biggest problem is 72 is too hot.
Yeah.
I can't. I get nervous about – we've had enough issues with our air conditioning, like with condensation and stuff at various houses. I get really nervous about making the air conditioner work too hard. Then you get the condensation on the ducts or something. If you got something on, then you get mold.
Thanks for scaring me.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. So you enjoy your 65 degrees of inhaling mold spores.
I don't go to 65. We usually have it at like 70 during the day. I turn it to 69. I giggle and then I turn it down to 67. Hey Amy, and then I turn it down to six. Yeah, well, dude, we jam it way down.
Yeah,
the
no,
night.
There's something to be. We used to when I was younger, I used to keep it at like 65. People would hate coming over to my house because I'd keep it at 65.
See, I would love
long.
That. I keep a cold studio here too. Do you like a cold studio?
I like a cold studio in here, and I like it. I'm trying to get into. I never understood because they have all these recommendations that like you sleep better when the temperature is 65 degrees, you're supposed to keep it cold. But I don't understand how that works because it's not like you're sitting there in your boxers in 65 degrees. You're putting blankets on and you're keeping your body temperature the same.
But I feel like you have more control over the temperature when it's cold in a room than when it could potentially be warm in a room. When it's warm in a room, you can't get away from yourself.
Yeah, even all those. Yeah, well, if it gets too warm, like even if you're just sleeping with no sheet or anything.
Yeah, you're sweating in bed.
And then there's something about sleeping with no sheet where you feel naked to the elements.
Weird dreams.
Yeah, it's almost like an evolutionary thing. Like we're waiting for a saber-toothed tiger to come attack you or something. You're unprotected.
Yeah, you're naked in your dreams. You're walking around, right? You're unprepared for a final in college. And you're naked from the waist down.
I'll try.
It happened to me in a dream last week.
I'm going to try 77 degrees tonight.
Are you?
And see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And
could you do this on the weekends when we don't have to do a show the next day?
I'm going
to
come in.
Could you do it on Friday?
I'm going to come in dehydrated and angry.
I don't need angry.
Just like a post-football practice.
Good thing going the first month of the show. I don't need you coming in all riled up because you slept in a 78-degree room or whatever it is. This person's catching all kinds of
Why is she getting so much crap, though? She's just the messenger.
Yeah.
She's just I work for a home builder. We recommend to our homeowners to keep it at 75 to prolong the life of the AC unit. One of our other listeners sleeps at 84 degrees.
84?
Yeah.
Why not just go sleep in a hammock outside? I mean, literally, it's colder than 84 outside at night.
Well, that's what I wonder, though. 84? So in the winter, guy who keeps it at 84, in the winter, do you turn your furnace up to like 80 something?
Yeah.
That seems ridiculous. I'd be sweating my butt off in the winter.
Because you're right. 84 non-air conditioned in the summer feels different than if you were to crank it up to 84. I feel like if you cranked up the heat to 84 in a house, it would be like sitting in a sauna.
Yeah, it does. It feels like it's blasting
out of the vents.
It's drying the air out and everything. Right. You get those hard, sharp boogers. You don't need that in your life.
Right.
84 degrees is a lice. That's a passport to having a bloody nostril.
If you have a feels-like temperature in your house is way too hot. It's 84 in our house, but it feels like it's 93.
Somebody points out, I have to sleep with my feet uncovered. It can be 33 degrees when we're asleep, and if my feet are covered, I get way too hot.
I do too.
Well, that's true too, because your 1 foot left uncovered is almost like a little little barometer or something that kind of you can regulate. It's like your own little personal thermostat, actually, is what it is.
I do that.
You can regulate a lot just with that 1 foot out of the cover.
Left foot out. I sleep on the left side of the bed, left foot out all the time. Jonesy's nodding his head. Are you a foot out guy, Jonesy?
I'm both feet out.
Both feet out. Wow, look at
and
you.
And the wife hates it.
Foot loose and fancy free. Nice. So you don't tuck the sheets? She likes the sheets tucked.
She likes to tuck. I do not tuck.
You know,
how do you manage that?
Very carefully.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got the split beds, the adjustable beds.
Ooh.
And so there it's a little easier to control like the sheets and everything because we got our separate. Yeah.
All right.
The split beds are cool and it's nice for sleeping because my wife likes to sleep in an incline. It's like that one extra step before you have relations, though, where it's like, oh, we got to adjust the beds and make sure they're like on the same level. And it's a little too much.
Do you ever put them totally opposite levels and kind of get a little crazy?
Crazy.
Yeah. A little kinkage.
It's time to go.
Jonesy. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.